It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado senators are back in Washington, D.C. to vote today, but not the state's representatives. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senate Republicans canceled their recess, while Republican House leaders again canceled votes. The last day the House was in session was September 19th, before the federal government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson defended the move.
Our members are out working diligently in their districts, serving their constituents right now. We will come back here and get back to legislative session as soon as the Senate Democrats turn the lights back on.
CPR News reached out to all Colorado Republicans to see if they support keeping the chamber out, but none responded. Colorado's GOP members have backed up Johnson, saying House Republicans did their job and passed a temporary government funding measure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Gun sales are falling and are at their lowest level since 2019. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Customers in Colorado have purchased 216,000 firearms so far this year. That's down about 3% over the same time last year. Wayne Price owns the gun room in Lakewood. He says a raft of new Colorado laws, like a 3-day waiting period, are hurting business.
They're eating an elephant one bite at a time, and we're missing a leg right now. We're kind of hopping around.
Chris Konopke with the Firearm Injury Prevention Initiative at the University of Colorado said fewer guns will likely equal fewer deaths.
Fewer firearms being available just sort of naturally relates to there being fewer firearm injuries.
Still, more than 1 million guns have been purchased in the state since 2022, so Konopke's group is working to educate about safe storage for all those firearms. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
As fall weather sets in and days become shorter, officials advise drivers to be extra cautious in school zones. Federal transportation officials say the most dangerous time for kids crossing the road is 3 to 4 p.m. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.